For example, most other Germanic language speakers feel completely comfortable talking about rain tomorrow by saying, morgen regnet es. Quite literally to an English ear, it rained tomorrow. This led me to, as a behavioral economist, to an intriguing hypothesis. Could how you speak about time, could how your language forces you to think about time, affect your propensity to behave across time? You speak English, a futured language, and what that means is that every time you discuss the future or any kind of a future event, grammatically you're forced to cleave that from the present and treat it as if it's something viscerally different. Now, suppose that that visceral difference makes you subtly disassociate the future from the present every time you speak. If that's true, and it makes the future feel like something more distant and more different from the present, that's going to make it harder to save. If, on the other hand, you speak a futureless language, the present and the future, you speak about them identically. If that subtly nudges you to feel about them identically, that's going to make it easier to save. Now, this is a fanciful theory. You know, I'm a professor. I get paid to have fanciful theories. But how would you actually go about testing such a theory? Well, what I did then was to access the linguistics literature, and interestingly enough, there are pockets of futureless language speakers situated all over the world. This is a pocket of futureless language speakers in Northern Europe.